We're live from the rubber hallway at Everbank Field. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. A couple of special guests joining us. The off-season program is underway, John, and an exciting time around Everbank Field.
Well, it is. We had live show business today, which caused us to delay a little bit. So thanks for everybody who's going to be on today for sort of bearing with us. It was nice of them. And, yeah, the off-season program is, I sort of call it the unofficial start because, you know, they don't really have to be here, but they're here, and I think that's pertinent in that there's very good attendance, and you don't get a feeling at all from any of these guys like it's a chore to be here. They're here, and there is a feeling of being ready to get something going and to see real improvement this year. And in the locker room, I was asking a lot about the energy level and about the real potential for improvement. And some of the guys who've been around here for a while said, yeah, when you look around this locker room, it's a lot more real, the possibility of getting better this year.
Let's take a look at the Jags this week. Of course, the off-season program underway. Devon House will join us and Paul Posluszny as well. You can get in on the show at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier. And we welcome in new Jaguars corner, Devon House. How are you, man?
Good to see you. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And first day in, I guess the pleasantries are really kind of what happens. The hi, how are you? Who are you? First of all, you're trying to meet all the teammates. Really one of the first times you've had a chance to do that these last couple of days, right?
It's been good, yeah. I've actually been here for the last 2 weeks. Okay. With quite other players that have been here, so I got to get to know them pretty well. But as soon as I got here and, you know, the guys, seen the rest of the guys in my room, we all meshed. It seemed like we've been known each other for a while, so which is good.
I think people have a grasp, Devon, of what the offseason means for offensive players because they've got to study a playbook and they've got to get their timing down. For a defensive guy and a guy who's coming in here new, how important is the time from right now until mid-June?
It's very important because in the back end, we all got to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. We all got to have the same communication level, you know, the new terminology that I got to learn. So it's very important.
Thoughts about this room right now? You know, you're one of the older guys in the room, to be honest with you, and there's a lot of second, third-year guys now, but what kind of room is this when you're sitting in it?
I love the room. I think this room is going to surprise a lot of people this year, too. I mean, the past is the past, but this is a whole new year. The younger guys are better from what they've shown from last year. We just got to show the world what we can do.
How much have you seen from your cornerback position? You've got you. You've got Demetrius McCray, Aaron Colvin. Have you seen those guys? Have you studied them on tape at all? And I guess sort of talk about, if you throw Dwayne Gratz in there, that's four guys who have extensive experience in this league who can all play.
Yeah, I actually worked out with Colvin, AC, you know, a few weeks ago when we were in Phoenix, and I got to get to know him really well, and I'm excited to see what he brings. McCray did a really good job this last year, too. And you can't go wrong with Gratz either. So it's going to be good competition. I truly believe competition brings out the best, too.
So the importance of the defensive back to this Gus Bradley and Bob Babbage defense, press coverage is key here. You have to be a press corner in this defense, right?
Yeah, you know, press, get in the guy's face, disrupt routes, what I do best.
Yeah, right. And you've done that for that's your specialty, right?
Yeah, you like it is. It is. So I've been blessed with long arms, and I'll make sure I use them.
I guess talk about the opportunity that you've got here. And I talked to you about this a little bit when you first signed. You know, in Green Bay, you played a lot, started at times, never quite got that full opportunity. But I think you said yourself right then, you've put enough on tape to show you can be a starter in this league. And now this is your chance to really show the world what you've believed for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great opportunity. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface. So what you've seen before, expect a lot more. I finally get to go out there and be full time. Know that this is my job, and to continue to get better. I'm the number one guy here, and then I'm gonna show everyone why I am.
And if you're playing well, what do fans expect to see? What's a trademark style of play for you?
I mean, it's gonna be physical, passion. You know, even if a ball was to get caught, I mean, you're gonna see a lot of anger coming out onto the receiver, I guess you
could
say.
JP's angry all the time.
But it's going to be fun, though.
And You've known D-Walk for a long time, Dwayne Walker. How important was that relationship, and how important will that relationship be for you here?
I mean, it's important. I've known him for the last, you know, six years. Right. I've known him. But I mean, our relationship is good. Pretty sure we're gonna bump heads just a little bit, because our relationship is more than just football. You know, it's more to a personal level. You know, he wants everyone to see as much as he wants me to succeed. So, I'm gonna do my best to you know, prove this organization that I am what they think I am.
Devon House is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Is it everything you thought it would be so far?
Oh yeah, and more. And more, I really thought after, you know, being in Green Bay, I was like, oh, man, it's nice here. The fans are great here. We win all the time. You know, can't get no better than Green Bay. I come here, you know, kind of like, all right, what to expect type thing. I'm like, wow, this is very, if not on top of Green Bay, facility-wise, you know, personality-wise, it's a very close second, and I love it here.
You say you've been here a couple weeks. I'm curious if you've gotten a feeling from the other players of, you know, 7 wins the last couple of years, and there's a feeling among guys that, hey, this is the year we need to take a step from that. Any conversation about that, or is that just a feeling that you're getting from everybody?
I tell you the truth, I don't think you're going to see the same Jaguar team that you've seen the years before. I mean, we preach around here, get better. And that's all we have been doing is getting better. From when Gus got here a few years ago, with the pieces that we brought in this year, and then the pieces we're going to bring in with the draft, and, you know, Blake getting another year underneath his belt, and the defense getting, you know, more together. It's going to be, I'm not going to throw out no numbers or anything like that, but,
throw out some numbers.
No numbers. Just say we're going to be better than what we were last year.
Do you look at the schedule now that came out yesterday, and what are your thoughts about the schedule?
I took a quick peek. I mean, I love it. Some great competition for the back end, that's for sure. So, you know, get to go against Julio, Benjamin.
That's right.
You know, we got Johnson twice a year, T.Y. Hilton twice a year. So, it's going to be fun.
And your toughest matchup of the year is what?
Myself.
I got you.
Myself.
Good to see you, Devon.
Appreciate your
time.
I appreciate it.
Devon House joining us. Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Season tickets, get more in 2015. Become a Jag season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year in the stadium experience at EverBank. Recently voted number one by the fans in the league. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets or speak to an account manager at 633-2000. We should get Paul Posluszny to read some of these sometime. Paul, I know you like doing TV and commercials.
You do a much better job of that than I ever would.
Hey, the more you can do, though, right?
All right. I mean, come on. Franchise middle linebacker. Why not read the commercial? What's up, man? This is always a fun time of year. Everybody's back in the building, right? This is cool.
Yeah, this is great to have everyone back, to have all of our new guys in, so you get a chance to meet them and, you know, get to train, work out, meet, and get back into football mode. It's been good so far.
We've talked to you, Paul, but in this environment, we haven't. The off-season moves that were made, as a player, as a veteran leader, when you looked at it, you know what free agency is and isn't. But I assume you looked at this and said, hey, we're a little stronger in some key places than we were a year ago.
Yeah, that was the great thing. When we saw the guys who we signed, we said, okay, these guys are going to come in immediately and help us out right away. You know, we automatically got better as a team. Our roster got better because of the people that they brought in. And you knew that they were going to have a great impact on the team right away. So that was very exciting to see.
You signed your extension last week, and obviously you're a guy who could play in this league wherever. But part of that extension was you wanting to be here. I guess backing up a little bit over 3 years, why is that important to you, and why do you want to be here and be a part of this?
I really think that playing for Jacksonville, playing for the organization, this is an organization on the rise. I feel that deep down. I think that there's going to be great things to come. You know, with this organization, we're going to start winning, and the feeling that you're going to get here is going to be unbelievable. And I love playing for Coach Bradley. You know, he's an outstanding head coach who challenges us, gets the most out of us, and I want to continue to play for him and play for this organization.
Paul Posluszny is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. We mentioned some of the new guys. Tell us about Dan Scuda. What do you know about him so far?
So we just got to finally meet him, and, you know, work out with him today. But, you know, from watching him on film, he's obviously a physical linebacker that can do a lot of different stuff. He's very versatile. You know, he can rush the passer, he can coverage, he's good against the run. He's going to be a great for our auto, linebacker. You know, he's going to be able to do a lot of different things, and, he's going to play really, really well for us.
Can he keep up with you in the weight room is the question. You were working out with him, you said, but that's going to be a rivalry, right?
He already surpassed me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you see, he's a strong guy. Like I said, strong guy, moves really well, but yeah, he's great in there. It's a great advantage for us just to have him in our linebacker room.
You're, in your eighth year.
Nine.
Ninth year.
Well, even older than I thought.
It goes by fast.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I've talked to guys in the past, and they get to a point where it's hard to believe they've been in the league that long. For you, do you feel like a nine-year guy? Is it striking when you see that?
It is. It's very striking because I don't feel old in any sense. You know, it's good that I have the experience of playing for multiple years, and you know, I feel like, you know, mentally when we're in the classroom or when we're talking about ball, I have the experience of that type of player. But you know, physically and mentally, I feel, you know, when I'm around Jonathan Cyprian or Leroy Reynolds or Telvin Smith, I mean, I feel like I'm just, you know, I feel like a part of the group, you know, so I guess that's a good thing, or I feel comfortable with the guys that we're with.
Let's go to Twitter now. I know you're a big Twitter guy, Paul, right? No.
I need to start to develop some social media skills. I'm very lacking.
You say that every time you come on here, and it never happens, Paul. At Maquanza asking, Paz, out of the last 2 years' defensive rookie classes, who's the player to watch? You've seen a couple of draft classes come through now with Dave and Gus at the helm. Of the young guys, who's going to step up now in year two or year three?
I mean, I still, you know, when you look at our room in particular, when you get Telvin Smith, I mean, that's the obvious name that comes up. Just because you saw him progress throughout last season, and you know that he's going to do everything that he can to work hard and improve, and he just needs to continue the path that he's on, you know, and he's going to develop into a really, really good player for us.
Did he surprise you at all, Paul? Because when you see him at first, you think, boy, he's light for an NFL linebacker. And yet, by midseason last year, people had sort of forgotten that. And that surprised you that he can do what he does at his size? Because obviously he can't.
Yeah, it's very impressive, you know, because he's not the biggest guy. We all know that. But when it comes to being physical at the point of attack and taking on a blocker and doing everything that he needs to do from a physical standpoint, he can do it. You know, he can hit a guard, get off a block and make a play. You know, he can tackle anybody in space. So he has those unique skills. He's a football player through and through.
What's the, I guess maybe the biggest reason that you feel more optimistic now about on the field than you had the last couple of years? What do you see? What are you carrying around with you on that front?
I think the experience that we now have, you know, I mean, when you look at some of our guys, you say, well, you know, some guys in our secondary, well, Jonathan Cyprian is a third-year vet now. You know what I mean? So whereas a couple of years ago, the younger guys, and, you know, even in our room as well. But so the experience that we have as a group, this is the third year that we're together as a whole, and the new guys that we bring in, you know, the new guys that we bring in is just, it's new talent. We're more talented now.
So there's a lot more guys around you that you don't look around and wonder where they're going to be. You have confidence in them. You know what they're going to do, which maybe wasn't the case a couple years ago.
I mean, absolutely. Now you look at guys. We have guys at every spot that have been here or that can compete, and we know that they know what they're doing on the field. We can trust each other, which is going to be huge moving forward. You know, having the ability to trust each other on Sundays.
We heard a Paul Posluszny story from Jared Odrick in a ride along interview a while back from Penn State. Do you have any other Odrick stories the other way? Do you remember? He was a freshman. You were a senior. You might not have been paying attention to him too much.
No. Well, so we would. You know, we only got to be together for, you know, almost a a training camp, and then the fall semester. So we got to play the ball together for a year. But so he was a younger guy when I was there. But it was obvious that he was going to be a stud. You know, the way he carried himself. The way he worked and his talents. I mean, so you knew right away, even this was an 18-year-old kid, but he walked in, you knew, say, hey, down the road, this guy's going to be a really, really good player.
That's a boring story. We want something better.
Listen, give me tomorrow, and I'll come up with something really, really good.
We'll come talk to you again.
No, and Odrick, he's hiding the good ones.
I think he is. Paul, well done. Good to see you, and good to have everybody back in the building again.
Thanks for having me on
there
again.
It is. Paul Posluszny,
as always,
joining
us
on Jaguars.com Live. Of course, Jaguars Radio tomorrow night. Jaguars Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman, and me tomorrow at 6. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
And again, I can't emphasize enough, JP, this was a day where we got pushed back about 20, 25 minutes for Paul and Devon to come out and sort of work with us on that. You know, it's much appreciated.
No doubt about that. And the last few minutes here of Jaguars.com Live, biggest, I guess, storyline from the locker room today for you. I guess Mercedes Lewis was not available today
right.
for the media. That would be the biggest storyline today. But beyond that, what stood out?
Well, talked to Cindric Marks a little bit, and he was talking a little bit about how – there goes my notebook, JP.
Okay.
He was saying he doesn't want to put a timetable on his knee. And he talked about that for about 3 or 4 minutes, and I said, well – isn't September 13th a little bit of your timetable? And he laughed. That's a regular season opener. And he said, yeah, obviously that's his target. He wants to be ready. I think he expects to be ready. I think the question with Cindric when you come off an ACL, yeah, I think he'll be ready. You wonder how effective he'll be the first couple of weeks. It'd be natural if he wasn't. But they've got some players in those positions now that I think they can cover that for a little while. So that was what I got out of it. People talking to Luke Jokel as well. And, again, the theme with Luke is he's put on the weight. He feels better. He feels like he's gotten what he wants to out of this offseason. So he feels like he's in good shape as well. This is really a day to hit some of those high points.
Of course, a lot of guys talked to Bernard Pierce today,
right.
too, for the first time to see where he stands in the running back room. First real chance to even get a chance
sure.
to see what happened at his previous stop.
And he said, yeah, and he said what you'd expect him to say. He had the incident in Baltimore that led to his dismissal. And when the Jaguars called him, this is very much, I don't know if it's a last chance, but it is a significant chance for him to come down here and earn a spot. He is a talented player who is capable of earning time in this rotation and maybe even starting. He's that level of player. He said, hey, I'm not going to say that I'm coming in here to start because he doesn't want to disrespect anybody else in the room. But he believes he's capable of starting, and he believes he's capable of being a very good football player. So he's a guy who you would think is coming in with the right attitude, the right mindset, and knows this is an important time for him.
Of course, yesterday Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles spoke with the media for the first time in a while. What did you gather from Blake yesterday?
Well, I think you heard from Blake what you wanted to hear from Blake, in that he spent 2 months and change in California, working with Tom House, working with Jordan Palmer, working with people that he trusts, and he feels like he addressed some things footwork-wise to get very football 101 and technical on you. He feels like he's throwing the ball more from his body and from his legs, which should help his arm over time, should help his accuracy over time. He did the things that you wanted to hear a young quarterback has done in the offseason, and he feels like he's better. He feels like he's lost 12 pounds, which, you know, by the way, maybe we could too.
But we all could.
He feels leaner. He feels better. All the things that you want to hear from a young quarterback going into OTAs in the offseason, you heard from him. So he's done the setup work, and now it's a matter of seeing what that setup work does in the field. And that part we don't know yet. But if you wanted to hear a guy being in the right spot for the right age of his career, you heard that from Blake Bortles yesterday.
And he seemed pretty confident that he could pick up the new terminology of the offense. And he said everybody runs the same things. It's just a matter of what you call.
Right.
What certain terminology.
But he also said it was like Christmas getting that book. So a quarterback's going to say, yes, it's easy to pick up. It's capable of picking up. But there is a familiarity. Like when you're speaking a language, you speak 4 or 5 languages, so you know that it's tough at first to be fluent in that.
It is.
And as you learned Japanese, you got better at it.
Yeah.
He'll get better at it as well, but there is a time that it takes to get that comfort level. And when he said it's like Christmas, it had to be exciting yesterday to open it up and see what Greg Olsen is going to expect. At the same time, whatever's in that book is great, but it's going to be something where they adapt to the personnel over time. So it'll be something that evolves, and I know they're looking forward to it.
John, well done. Thank you for being with us today as well and going a little bit later with us today. And as you said earlier, thanks to Devon House and
yeah.
Paul Posluszny for pushing it back. For everyone involved and for John Osier, this is JP Shadrick. That's it for now. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank.